Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 15th day of July, a Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line with us is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
It's been an ugly week in Chicago if you're wanting the price of grains and oil seeds to stay higher. It all started with USDA's latest set of reports, the WASDE World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates, and of course the previous set, which was the acreage numbers as well. So what do you see now?
Well, we've seen the weather influence things greatly as the weather, as the corn crop, the crop ratings, everything last night. We saw an overnight trade much lower, and the corn pretty much stayed there, bounced a little bit off it, but the beans really reacted to the little change in the noon weather forecast and bounced back from that to change, to bring us up close to unchanged in the November beans and the new crop here, and the old crop beans, of course, coming just about 28 cents off their lows. So the weather has a very big deal as far as the beans go, because it's the end of July and August that makes the beans, and so we're really looking at the weather very close on them.
And that is because we have cooler weather and dry conditions, or are there other things?
The noon forecast added a little heat and dryness, more enough, maybe a little ridge for the last 3 or 4 days into next week's forecast. But the EU model isn't quite saying that, but that was the American model that came out at noon.
And what do you hear from producers about what they're seeing in their bean fields in particular?
Well, I think, basically, except for southeast of Indianapolis over here in Indiana, our beans are looking pretty good in a 70-mile square around us or circle around us. Our beans look the best I've ever seen them look for this time of year right here. But as you get to some other areas, there's a lot of talk of they're a little yellow, they aren't growing quite as much, they've had wet feet for a long time, and they just don't look near as healthy as the corn does. Like I say, for some of these areas, a little warmer, dry weather would be an awfully good thing for them.
And a little warmer, a little drier weather will pop beans up just as surely as it would corn if it was in that stage. Beans, you say, in your area are in good condition, blooms a lot of them, and I think many people are talking about an enormous number of pods being set.
I haven't actually went out and counted pods and that today, but I'll tell you what, I don't know how that they couldn't have. And of course, the blooming and setting the pods is at a higher rate and a little earlier than usual, just because of the way they're growing along here, Todd. So, if you were to just drive through Montgomery County, Indiana, you would think we were going to have record crops and everything.
Corn looks really good too, I suppose.
Corn looks really good just about everywhere, I think, except when probably the northwest part of the Corn Belt, where basically it looks good, but it's a little bit behind because of the late planting and there. And I think that parts of Ohio and Michigan, where they had a lot of excess water early, are a little behind also. But overall, with the crop ratings, weren't as good as they were because we had crummy-looking stuff.
How much rain did you get out of the storms over the weekend?
We probably got about an inch over the weekend, and then probably about another 4 tenths yesterday afternoon, a little later. So we weren't bad. We got just what was really nice, and nothing like champagne got there with the 7 inches.
Yeah, we had 5 7/8 officially at the gauge here for the month of July so far, so that would count everything here on campus. But I know there's been 7. I think I had 5 3/4 at the house in Mahomet on Saturday and Friday evening, and another bit yesterday. Yesterday and Sunday both. So things add up pretty quickly, but the crops still look pretty good all in all. What do farmers need to be thinking about at this time?
Well, I think, as they want to watch their crops to see how the weather forecast is doing, but I think if they haven't got much priced on some of these rallies, I know that some of the advisory firms pushed 2015 another 10% today. Others are saying anywhere between $3.90 and $4 basis of December corn. You might want to sell a little more. And also probably in that same boat, they're talking anything close to $11 on the November beans to probably push a few more sales.
What do you think downside on the price of December futures might be at this time?
At this time, we should find some pretty good support in the 370 range. Later on, if we can get through another 3 weeks with pretty good weather, then we're probably going to say that the 350 could be touched as we get a little farther into things. But, for the right in here, the 360 and 370 should be some pretty good support.
What do you think basis has been like, and how's demand holding up?
You know, the basis levels haven't, but I think they will start to widen for fall corn as we look at this huge crop. We know that the farmers have a lot of bins, but I think everybody's going to be looking for some extra homes as it looks along that way in the corn. It's amazingly enough, when we talk about basis, we were talking to some of our friends down in Memphis today, and they're still bidding close to 50 over for bean delivery right now. And we were wondering quite why ADM delivered beans if they're paying up to 50 over just down in Memphis. But that's sort of a conundrum to our way of thinking.
Any thoughts about why that might have been?
You know, I guess maybe they're out of place. They thought that they'd get them handed back to them, because a lot of times when deliveries are made, they go to weak hands, and then they get them back, and they get some storage and stuff in between. So I'm going to say that that's possibly the good thought there.
Okay, so we have usage that remains pretty good. Are you concerned at all that everybody seems to be really bearish at this time? Might it be some point where it turns around fairly quickly, or is the wall of corn and soybeans, if it comes to fruition, just too much for the market to handle?
You know, we are too bearish here. I mean, the fact of the matter is, maybe not for fundamental reasons, but as far as technical reasons, everything like that, I think that's why you saw beans shoot back up so much when we got any talk of hot, dry weather or ridge forming or anything along like that. I think that, you know, you've got everybody that wants to sell just about sold here along the way. You know, they're looking for an excuse to pop it just a little bit. But I do think that because of the fundamental reasons, the pops won't last real long at this point in time.
And thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. A couple of notes. You can find him again on our website at willag.org. If you've been trying to call in to our mobile analyst portal, that's the 217-333-3434 number. That's been out for about a week. We've been trying to figure out how to get it fixed, and we know what to do. It's just a matter that the university has moved over to voice over IP or VoIP, and we didn't quite get the transition with that particular voice box. It stayed on an analog phone line for about an extra year, and then suddenly it just changed on us. And we're having some difficulties getting that moved across, but we'll get it done. Don't worry, it'll come back to you again if you've been trying to call it. That number is 217-333-3434, and we'll get that back up and running, I know, really, really soon.